Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Hello, welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Sorry about that, we had a little mishap, but how are we doing, Dr. Tong?
Pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, we have a wonderful show for you today. We don't have any scheduled guests, so please call in if you have any questions at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Anyway, so what should we talk about first today? There's a lot of things we have.
Okay.
Dr. Well, Tong's a little frazzled right now.
Yeah.
Actually, the first thing, we had a question. Mike's friend was pregnant, and she had her child, and then she got postpartum anemia. And her doctor said that the main problem was her kidneys. And what do you suggest that she do, Dr. Tong?
Okay. Number one is that you got to go to the root cause of the problem. You cannot just say anemia. Okay. Anemia, weakness, fatigue, pain, those are just symptoms. What caused the symptom? What happened to the body that caused it? With birth of a child, the mother usually lose a lot of blood and qi. Qi is what created blood. So in China, in the old days, after childbirth, usually the mother, most the housewife would know enough to make soups, okay, using beef, using dong guai, and other herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom, she knows a lot about herbs. She knows probably a lot more than I do before I start using herbs, okay, learning about herbs. But in any case, they learn how to use it to replenish the loss of mm-hmm. vital energy and blood. In here, we don't know about it, okay? Instead of what they do is that the herb, stimulate the body to remake blood. So it establishes function of the body rather than replace blood, okay?
Right.
In the Western way, we use blood transfusion
or iron supplements.
Iron supplement or supplement to, no, but you're not using the qi, mm-hmm. not using the higher element.
Well, she has Kaiser, and she says that the doctors are saying that her kidneys are the problem. So how would we address that?
Okay, kidneys problem. There's no way in Western medicine to restore function. Okay, mm-hmm. Like when your friend, her mom is in the hospital for been on dialysis for a year.
She's been on dialysis for a year.
Okay,
and right now her blood pressure just skyrocketed recently, 2 days ago.
Okay, well here's the point. Okay, the correct way to treat a disease is by getting the body healing power back. Okay, getting the system working independently rather than interfering, supporting the kidney with diuretic, you know, with dialysis and so forth. Okay, when you do that, the kidney take a permanent vacation. The kidney become weaker and become atrophy. So the way that to get the kidney back working is supply the kidney qi.
Mm-hmm.
But Western medicine do not know qi exists. Qi is the element, is the life. Okay, we don't have any scientific studies on what the spirit, a human is a living spirit, human mm-hmm. is a mind, and Western people do not know that. Okay, the reason why the kidney is living, functioning is because the kidney qi, which deal with fear, which you know is supported by salt, and it go through the enter the body through the kidney meridian, which is the antenna to receive the kidney qi, and the heart meridian receive the heart, which is to do with love and joy. The liver meridian, which is the antenna to receive the vibration, the know-how, and the feeling of that deal with frustration and stress or childbirth, physical trauma, eating the wrong kind of food, blocks the living part of you mm-hmm. from entering the body. So the only way to reestablish function is by getting the kidney qi back to the body, rather than doing dialysis,
Right, and that's the basic principle of acupuncture. Is what they do is they stimulate the meridians with the needles. And what's different, the difference between acupuncture and your form of treatment is you use the anesthesia. You combine the Western technique with the Eastern principle
right.
of restoring qi back to the organ.
Yes.
We actually have a caller, Ruth. Well, why don't we get her on the line?
Yeah, why don't we get Ruth on the line first, okay?
Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, welcome to our show. Where are you from?
I'm living in Bell, California, near Los Angeles.
Okay, welcome to our show. You have a question for us?
Thank you. This is my first time listening, but I've heard a lot of good things about you.
Oh, thank great. You. Thank
yes.
you very much.
You're welcome. I wanted to ask about, in 1998, I had shingles really bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From the sternum around under my right shoulder, under my right breast, all the way to the spinal area.
Yes.
They left within a few months with a lot of aggravation and pain, of course. But I still have pain in that area, sometimes really bad, sometimes when I get extra tired.
Yes.
And I did not have any medical treatment at the time. I had no insurance. And I'm wondering, is that pain going to always stay with me, or is there any way that can be worked with?
Shingle can be cured. Any chronic degenerative problem can be cured.
Well, would it do any damage while I don't actually have any shingles now? But
but you have the pain, right?
I have the pain way deep in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you what shingle is. Shingle is caused by a virus, herpes zoster virus. Okay, which is a chicken pox virus, which we all have. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But as a child, when we had chicken pox, our immunity, our healing power, heal the problem and keep it in check. So the chicken pox virus stay in our body and become dormant. Okay. Until you become tired, until you get stressed out,
mm-hmm.
until you get your body become weakened, okay? Only when the body become weakened and the healing power become less that we develop diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, SARS, shingles, no kidney problem, everything is due to the fact that the system, the healing, repairing power system goes down. So the correct way of healing or curing something. See, I talk about cure. No other doctor talk about cure.
I know.
In fact, you know, In fact, you want to see how good our show is, you can continue listening every Saturday or go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com.
We have over 100 shows with...
120, 130 shows now, and we'll continue to do it. This is the first time that we got two cancellations, so we don't have anybody that on the show. But every Saturday, I bring in people that have years of suffering and years of pain, years of kidney problem, infection, bronchitis, okay? I get them better the first time.
So basically, her pain can definitely be treated.
Your pain can not only be treated, okay?
Cured.
Don't treat pain, but cure the pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? Treating pain means that, like the Western sense, like, you know, use drugs. But if you use something that you had to do forever, for the rest of your life, and the problem never go away, that's not treating a problem.
No.
That's not repairing a problem. That's just masking the symptom.
That's
like
right.
Paint, like painting over water stains on the wall, but never fix a leak.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No one ever will ever pay a plumber that does something like this. But
right.
Medical doctor get billions and billions of dollars, and you pay billions and billions of dollars to the medical profession, masking symptom with something that's harmful to you.
Especially
well,
drugs.
Pain pills do not help this.
Yes.
I went to the doctor probably in 99 or 2000, a couple of years after I had it, to try to curb the pain a little bit, and it didn't even touch it. It's like a nerve pain, like when you have pain in the mouth because of a bad tooth or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is under my right breast and my right shoulder blade, all the way around from the sternum to the
okay, spine. Let me make a point, okay? Even if the pain is controlled by your drugs, okay, don't celebrate, okay? Yeah, because all you do is you're painting over the water stain.
I know, but it was something. I didn't know anything about the disease at all, and I just didn't know which direction to go.
Okay, the cause of the problem, cause of any pain, the cause of depression, the cause of pain, the cause of kidney malfunction, has to do with the mind, the spirit not entering the body. Okay, has to do with the CEO in the company, has to do with the CEO not supervising, the supervisor not supervising.
I see.
That means either your kidney chi, liver chi, lung chi, the living part of you are not entering the physical body.
And how can that be tracked then?
Pardon me?
How can that be traced?
Okay.
What is malfunctioning?
You had to go to somebody who knows Chinese medicine.
Okay.
And you know what? If you have, you have no insurance, okay? But you cannot afford it, go to an acupuncturist, herbologist, okay? A good acupuncture herbologist will be able to lessen your pain. It would not be as dramatic as my treatment. Now, Elaine said that acupuncture stimulates the meridian. It doesn't, okay? You clear the blockage of the meridians.
I see.
That's what the most doctor, most acupuncturists, when they do not know how acupuncture works, they say they stimulate it. It really doesn't, okay? It clears the blockage. Every problem in this universe
something
is caused by
energy there.
Caused by the mind, not on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a company, you look at a city, you look at a country, okay? Any problem comes from the fact that the know-how is not on top of things. So to repair a problem, the first step is the know-how. It's the chi, okay? Like a legal problem, you need legal know-how.
That's correct.
Yeah, we just don't call it legal chi, we call it an attorney. Okay, just different problem, okay?
Yes.
The first problem is you get the know-how in and you repair the problem. Same thing for SARS, okay? And I just feel so bad that doctors die and famous people die because they are treated going the wrong way.
That's right.
Drugs or vaccine will never help.
Anyway, Ruth, do you have our number? If you'd like to call and ask, you know, make an appointment.
I can even tell
yes,
you more.
We're located in Costa Mesa.
Oh, yeah, you're not too far.
Right. We're pretty close.
I don't have it. I'll write it down.
Okay, the number is
714-556-8664.
You know, in our website, there are plenty of cases of shingles.
Yeah, you can look in the case histories radio show. It's all indexed.
And usually the first treatment, you feel better.
Great.
Yes.
It sounds really good.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in, Ruth.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to Jackie.
Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Jackie's, thank you. Thank you.
Jackie is one of our patients. So why don't you summarize what the...
Where are you from and what do you do, firstly?
Well, I'm just a homemaker and I live in Long Beach right now.
Okay.
And I've been to Dr. Tong, and I'm telling you, he changed my life completely.
only a couple of times, right? You only have a treatment a couple of times.
Yeah, that's all I needed, and I got on track. He taught me how to think better, like he said.
Yes.
And that makes a tremendous difference. You have to be willing to really think correctly and believe.
And change yourself.
Change yourself.
Yeah, why don't you summarize your story,
right.
And then I'll explain to the audience what I mean by thinking better, because the curing the problem had to do with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reverse of the problem, we do it. Okay, but to maintain your improvement, to maintain your health, you need to learn to think a different way, because you need to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So,
why don't you tell us what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I was in terrible pain. I had sciatica and some low back problems that I've been having trouble with for a long time, a year.
How many years?
Just about over a year.
Over a year, okay.
And you told me that sometimes you had to crawl on the floor.
Uh-huh.
To
walk. How bad I was.
That's very bad for adults. You know?
Oh, my goodness, yes. My husband heard about you as he was going down to get to do an errand one Saturday morning. He heard your station and came right home. And we pulled you up on the Internet to see what was going on. And then we got right in touch with you as soon as we could make an appointment. And I walked in just in terrible pain to your office.
What did you try before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I tried several chiropractors, for one thing, and then different other therapists and that, and different types of eating programs and so on, but nothing lasted. I got a little relief at times, but nothing held, you know.
Let me also say something. You and your husband are very, very knowledgeable about alternative method, healthy method, even about drugs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of that, okay, you didn't get anywhere with the relief or all the things
you
tried.
No, nothing permanent. I tried all my old remedies that I knew and it just didn't work.
Mm.
So I know it had to do with in my case, with the mind. You know, I needed a different mindset, and I needed to be taught what Dr. Tong taught me.
And you've had two treatments with Dr. Tong?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So what happened in the first treatment when you had a lot of pain when you first came in, right?
Yes, I was. I walked out without pain.
After the first treatment?
Yes.
That usually happened 90% of the time.
Yes,
yeah.
I believe that.
Unfortunately, you know, the society, you know, medical profession doesn't want to know this,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of money keeping people sick.
Mm-hmm.
In medicine in this country is a business.
Yes.
It's not all about health. And unfortunately, that's the truth. You know, I'm not...
Yeah.
It's very
being
sad.
Malicious, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then you had a second treatment, and how did you find?
Well, I needed another treatment because Dr. Tong told me that I needed to be on the program, and eat the way he told me, and so I did, and you know I went back for a second treatment in about 4 or 5 days, and then that got me. To staying, you know, in a lot, I don't know what you call it, the blockage.
Cleared.
Yeah, it cleared, I guess, is the way you would say it.
And when was the last time you saw Dr. Tong?
Treatment.
Well, for a treatment, it's, it was back in the early part of January, I believe.
So you have no symptom now, right? You still have pain?
No.
See?
I'm out of pain.
That can be cured. You know, if you do not come to me and keep going to... less effective method or take drugs, okay, the problem lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And you get
yeah.
side effects from the drugs as
That's
well.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason I called in today, doctor, is one of my children has spontaneous nose bleeding. And
yes.
I wondered what causes that. Can you
Okay,
comment?
Yeah. We mentioned that a little bit, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nose bleeding usually come from the fact that too much heat.
Mm-hmm.
Too much heat in the blood,
mm-hmm.
okay. Like if you are able to get the blood outside in a warmer and heat it up and put it back in the body, the heat causes the molecule to be much more active, and the blood vessel, the capillary, cannot keep it in because the heat make it more fragile, and the heat makes the molecule make the blood more dynamic, and it rush out the vessels. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it usually is like lung heat because the lung goes to the sinus area. So the best thing to do is very easy to treat. You don't even need my treatment, okay? Stay away from spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from food that cause heat. Mm-hmm. Add heat, like garlic, ginger, mm-hmm. cinnamon, lamb,
onions,
fried food, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate that so much.
Yes.
And we're sending everyone who will listen to you, Doctor.
Okay.
Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Good morning. You're welcome.
Okay, have a great day.
Well, I got a comment from the screen that said Mike told us that he will not stay away from spicy food. It tastes too good, okay? Well, then you're going to have no split, okay? You can.
Well, if you're strong enough, I mean, if your constitution is strong enough to handle it, it's okay, because some people are more susceptible than others.
That's right. It really has to do with if you're very cold, then you need some
warmer
food, okay? And you will not cause no split.
Right.
You can take more. If you're hot already, and most people are, okay?
Right. Mike said he'd only had one nosebleed in his life. Good for you, Mike. We're happy.
Wait until you get a little older, okay?
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Jackie on the phone. She's had two treatments with Dr. Tong, the last one being about almost 6 months ago for severe back pain sciatica, to the point where she was crawling on the floor. Two treatments. She has not had a treatment in 5 months. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, let's get to Don from Newport Beach.
Hi, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome to our show.
You have a question on rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes, rheumatoid. I guess basically what it is, I don't know about the osteo part, you know, because I do have some problems from a knee injury when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
But primarily is rheumatoid for about 6 months or 8 months with certain symptoms that were existing on occasion. And I did have problems of the wrist, and it caused permanent damage when I was just 40, about mm-hmm. 40 years old. And now I'm about double that.
Yes.
And
oh, you're 80 some years
old. Wow,
already?
You sound really young.
I'm in my 70s.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, but I'm having trouble, edema, you know, limited
range of motion
mm-hmm. of my fingers, both hands, and some wrist problems.
Okay, here's the point. Now, after you were injured at 16, did you have symptoms since then, or how long were you okay without any symptom?
Well, maybe between the first time years ago, in general, let's say no problems for, 30 years or something.
30
yeah.
years.
But
so
I've had some difficulty the last year or two,
mm-hmm.
maybe that I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyway, but relatively minor, the feet hurting when you walk, you know, some ligaments and sometimes
yes.
a tendon, I could push them around and check to see which it might be in my feet.
Okay.
But now the primary problem is my hands, my fingers, my wrists with the edema.
Mm.
Okay. Number one, okay, your problem can be cured and you can get better from my first treatment. No guarantees, 95-98% you feel a lot better,
mm-hmm.
okay? Go to our second show. Bridget had rheumatoid arthritis for 40 years. She was very, very cold. She tried all kinds of drugs,
mm-hmm.
including chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't get her better. But the very first treatment, she was so much
mm-hmm.
better. She'd come out and walk. And then she was so amazing right after the treatment, before the acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And she was much better. And, well, in any case, no, your problem can be cured. The problem, why it developed later on, is because the injury caused a little blockage on your antennas, okay? But at that time, you're young. Your body is able to clear most other things.
Mm-hmm.
But as we grow older, our lifestyle, our food, our stress, and so forth cause more and more and more blockages. And that is why your healing power become less and less, and that's why symptoms develop.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I suggest don't take their drugs.
Yes.
I am a Western doctor. I was taught to use drugs, okay? But I found out that it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
The drug will harm your kidney, harm your liver. The
yep.
kidney control the bones, the liver control
mm-hmm.
the tendons,
uh-huh.
and the spleen control the muscles.
Right. So if you're already detoxifying it with the drugs, it's going to be harder for you even to heal.
Yeah, then your organ become weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can cure you. No kidding.
Do you have her number, Don?
Let's see. Let me write it. I have it at home.
Right. It's 714 556 8664.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
in,
Don.
Yes.
Have
okay.
a great weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to Rose from Oceanside.
Hi, Rose.
Good morning, Dr. Tong.
Hi,
yes.
welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm very glad to talk to you about my problem.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, yes.
Fire away.
They're not specifically related to pain, although I do have osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially in the knees and wear and tear on the joints and the hands, I was told.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a factor now. It was until I developed a regular heartbeat.
Oh.
Okay.
And I'm now on Digitec and Coumadin, a warfarin, you know, for blood thinner.
Right.
Yes.
And also I have bronchial asthma, which is called COPD.
Right.
Okay.
Chronic obstructive
pulmonary. And for that, I'm taking 3 inhalers.
Yes.
I cannot believe that all this coughing from this bronchial asthma would be good for my irregular heartbeat, for one thing.
Absolutely, yes.
Another thing, it causes a vein in my eye to break.
Yes.
Not
yes.
to mention getting dizzy when I cough and wanting to fall down.
So these are the side effects from the drugs? Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's the point, okay?
Right.
You're going to all these different specialists. Each one all concerned with one area.
Right.
But they don't care about what their treatments do to the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you hire a plumber. The plumber come and fix the problem and ruin the electricity. Now you have no light.
Right.
Okay, your water's running, but you at night you don't see because the electricity
right.
is ruined. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now would you pay the plumber? No, you back charge him. You make sure that he fixes the problem before you pay him. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but you go to rheumatologist, GI doctor, you know, all these different specialists. Okay, each one when they give you a drug harms your liver, harms your kidney, harms something else.
And there's drug interactions.
Exactly. Okay. So your problem, all the different symptoms are all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot cure your bronchitis without curing the joint problem,
right.
Curing, curing the arrhythmia.
Right.
Okay.
You treat the whole patient.
Mm-hmm.
You treat the whole patient. I cure Rose. You can be cured. Your problem is not difficult. You go to my website, you see a lot of people. Some of the people I cannot help, but from the sound of the way you talk,
mm-hmm.
you're not a difficult patient.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel better. You'll be able to breathe better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Check on arrhythmia. Check on bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can even tell you, Rose. I'm very, very healthy. I'm young and I'm a ballerina, but I was wheezing for about 4 months.
Yes.
And I got one treatment from Dr. Tong. One treatment, and I haven't wheezed since.
She's not saying it because she's my daughter. That's the truth.
It happened. I mean, the
Believe
shot
it.
Hurt, but at least I don't wheeze anymore.
Let me tell you, okay? Whenever you're on weekend, when they come back, I get treatment from them and they get treatment from me.
We have to, like, beg for treatments. We don't even have time to give each other treatments.
Yeah, we don't have that much symptom, but the treatment mm-hmm. makes us feel good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You have our number, right, Rose?
I just wrote it down. It's
okay.
714-556-8664.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Rose.
Good. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fantastic weekend.